Praise God. You know Satan's a liar, right? You sure about that? Okay. You know, it talks about how he goes about as a roaring lion, seeking that whom he may devour. You know, we've talked about this before, that roaring lion thing, how that a lion crouches, is very quiet, very silent. He stays downwind so the animals don't catch his scent. Waits for the right moment, then he pounces. So let me ask you a question. Don't respond. Just give me that good old poker face. How many of you think you've been pounced on? And that at this very moment, the predator is devouring in your life? Well, for some of you, he has devoured your praise and silenced your tongue. You felt it coming on, and you did nothing to stop it. He's working on other areas of your life. And I will forewarn you, if you don't take authority over this thing and drive him off, he's going to be able to work some more plans in your life. If your tongue has been silenced, you are being devoured. Moments ago, you had an opportunity to worship, and you didn't. Now, you may think this is a small thing, but remember, he's like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He doesn't care how it happens, just as long as he stops you. He has moved from one person to the other in this church, slowly but surely, and he has attacked you in the area of your praise.
I don't want to hear this, Brother Martin. I need to hear something uplifting.
Well, let's think. What kind of a disservice would I be doing if I did not tell you what God has shown me that you have allowed to happen in your life? Some of you have been feeling a malaise.
But Martin, what's that mean?
It means that you haven't felt... It means that you have felt just kind of blah during the praise and worship. Maybe you've done it, maybe you haven't, but some of you, you've done almost none. You get kind of bored and tired, and you sit down. And you're not in it. And people around you, no, not really. There are some people that are worshiping. You just kind of stand there maybe with your head down, or sit there with your head down. You don't do it. What can I say, Lord? We're not in the sermon yet. We'll get there. Okay. At the risk of just driving you out the door, I'll tell you. Some of you guys had better get your act together with your praise and worship. This has been going on for years. Now I'm making a decision. I'm going to worship my way into the presence of God. If you want to go with me, you come on. But you're only going to get there if you worship with me. Some of you in here, you are so ate up with your pride and your feelings that somebody's going to, you're going to be embarrassed, you're self-conscious around other people. Man, you've got to get over that. We've talked about this over and over again. There's some of you in here right now. You've got to break through this thing. I can't do it for you. And I can't lay hands on you and make it happen. You have to do it. You're going to have to. If you plan to go any further in God, there are all different areas of your life that have to be addressed, and this is one, the praise and the worship. And what opened the door for the attack is when you gave in to your feelings and you began not worshiping. Basically, what you did was tell the devil, I'm prey. It's like when the herd goes over here to eat and one goes off over here to eat. The one that just said, I'm the prey, come get me. I'll be your smorgasbord for the day. So, this is a problem area for a lot of you in here. It's a major problem area, your praise and your worship. You get mad at me and leave and never come back. But you know what? Whatever is in you that has never been conquered in the area of you releasing your praise and worship, I don't care where you go on earth, whatever church you go to, that thing is still going to be in you. And the best bet for you is to go find a church that's not emphasizing praise and worship, not leading. You need to go find a church like that because it will ease your conscience. But it's not going to ease your spirit. And you're still going to be the same person that you were. A lot of you guys have wondered how come things haven't been changing for you. One of the reasons is because you just are refusing to praise and worship the Lord. I'm not trying to be mean to you. I'm just telling you guys how it is. You know, God shows me, I could call some of you out by name and have you stand up and I could tell you exactly what's going on in your life because of what God's showing me. And part of it has to do with the fact that you've opened the doors for a bunch of junk for Satan to come in and mess you up, and you have not praised him out. And when you come together here in this place, there's some of you, you've experienced physical sickness that could have been avoided because through your praise and the worship, but you didn't do that, and so it opened the door and you've been attacked physically. And you're suffering because of it. There was a word that came forth here a while back. And the word was that at the time there were some people that were going through some physical things. And the Lord said that if you will praise and worship, your healing's going to manifest. I don't know if you remember that or not. It's been quite a while. He said if you praise and worship, your healing's going to manifest. The power that is released through your praise and worship was going to cause the healing to manifest in your body. And some of you didn't do it. I'm not trying to be mean to you guys. I'm trying to help you see something, because it's one of two things. You either have not seen this attack that's caused, because a bunch of you know, as you are here right now, sitting there right now, you know you've backed off on your worship and you know you're not worshiping and praising the way that you used to. You know you're not. Some of you never have. And you either didn't see this attack or you're not aware of it, or you're not doing anything about it. Now, personally, I believe it's you're not aware of it. And you don't think that anything's changed. Well, it has. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you break out of this funk. Because it's going to have an impact on other areas of your life. Now, I'm going to do my part on this thing. And I'm going to stand in the gap, as it were, intercede for you. But at the same time, you got to do your part. Maybe I could put this another way. Praise and worship is optional, but it's not an option. not if you want to go beyond where you are in your walk with God. You got to stop feeling self-conscious or whatever. I'm telling you, man, the devil will play with your emotions. Do everything he can to keep your mouth and your voice from being active in worshiping the Lord. So take that, work with it, and pray about it. And ask God to help you see. Ask God for your eyes to be open to see this thing. Because I'm telling you, Satan hates what's going on here. He wants to stop it. And if he can stop your praise, then that's one more finger that he's got wrapped into your life. And the more that he can get wrapped around, the more that he's going to get a grip. And so, don't get bummed out because you heard me say this, man. Take it. It's to edify you to the awareness of what Satan has been doing. It's to help you to understand that there's an attack. And you may have fallen prey to it. So get mad at Satan for doing this to you. Get mad at him. And kind of do this to him. And just tell him, I am going to make some noise. Don't, you know, Michael tried to stop David, didn't she? And he went, not really. But that's what he did figuratively. He said, hey, I get worse than this. You need to make the devil really angry and worship God. I mean, just imagine being face to face with Satan and then lift your hand and start praising Jesus. I promise you, he won't like that. So anyway, look at somebody and say, yeah, I'm really glad Pastor shared that today.